Random House Audio presents The Interior by Lisa C., read for you by Janet Song. Prologue. Today promised to be one of the hottest of the long summer in the interior of China. Here, the heat and humidity baked the earth and all upon it, so that by the time Ling Su Qi reached the patch of ground where she grew her home vegetables, her clothes had already begun to stick to her skin. Su Qi selected a turnip and two green onions and pulled them gently from the red earth. Straightening up, she looked around. The field stretched out before her and the air shimmered in undulating waves. There were no trees to provide shade or a place to hide. Where was her daughter? Su Qi glanced over to the rubble wall that served as the primary barrier between the fields and the pigsty. Last night, she had seen Miao Shan lingering there as if it held some secret. But she wasn't there now, and Su Qi went back inside. She sliced open the buns, tucked an onion and a piece of turnip in each, and squeezed the bread closed. No point in waiting for Miao Shan, Su Qi decided, taking her first pungent bite of breakfast. Miao Shan must have gone to see her fiancé, Tsai Bing. They had talked last night and probably met again this morning to make plans. Su Qi took another bite of the bun and tried to push the embarrassment of her daughter's pregnancy from her mind, knowing she should focus instead on the joy that lay ahead of them. A wedding, a baby, all this to come so soon. But it was not so easy to put away fear. During the night, Su Qi's dreams had been uneasy, disturbing, and now sweating not just from the summer heat, but from deep anxiety. She was reminded of the old saying,